So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we remake The Crow, the cult classic movie that's irrevocably tied to the tragic passing of Brandon Lee. Yeah, that one. Let's remake that one.
Is that really necessary?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, that means we have to do it.
That is what that word means, yeah.
All right, so tell me about this thing. Our hands are tied. We gotta...
Well, we're gonna meet this girl, Shelly, right? And she's being chased by some bad guys.
That's the worst kind of guys. Why are they after her?
Because her friend sent her an incriminating video of this crime boss, Vincent, they both know.
Okay.
But before they can get her, she smartly gets herself arrested for drug possession.
Brilliant move. Does she tell the cops she's being chased?
Nope.
Brilliant move.
So she gets sent to this co-ed prison rehab style place where she meets the main character, Eric, who absolutely sucks, and they seem to kind of like each other.
Ew.
But then the bad guys show up, so he shows her how to escape this place.
He just knows how to leave?
He does, yes. So then they just hang out and fall in love.
Like in another city or something?
No, just at an apartment in town she stays at sometimes.
Aren't they actively being pursued by people trying to murder her?
Yes, so they have a nice weekend together, going to parties, hanging out, doing drugs.
Okay.
But then somehow the bad guys find them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they freaking kill them.
Fatally?
Kind of. Eric gets sent to this weird purgatory, and Shelly gets sent to hell.
Sending Shelly to hell is tight.
Okay, and so Eric finds out that their love was so powerful, deep, and pure that it transcended the traditional rules of death.
Oh, wow, that was some weekend they spent together.
The best weekend. So he'll get sent back to Earth as the Crow, and if he manages to kill the people responsible for the injustice of killing them, Shelly will come back to life.
Wow, so what are we, like 15 minutes into the movie?
We're like 45, 50.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, well, we gotta spend a ton of time on the relationship stuff.
Well, if that's how long we need to convince people that these two are in love.
Oh, that's kind of a lot of pressure. I didn't say it was gonna be convincing.
Oh, okay. So anyway, it's Crow time now. He's the Crow.
Oh yeah, you know it, sir. Well, sort of.
What?
Well, he has the power to heal himself, but if he doubts their love, he'll lose the power.
All right.
And so he's hesitating a bit, you know? He's not sure about this whole thing.
If he's hesitating, isn't that doubt?
Hey, shut up. So then he kills a couple of bad guys and gets some clues about where the big bad guy is.
What kind of clues are we talking?
Well, he finds one of their cell phones and gets some info, and later he finds one of their cell phones and gets some info.
Should we mix that up a bit?
No, just cell phone clues.
Oh, all right.
And eventually he sees that video, and it's a video of Shelly killing someone while being mind controlled by Vincent.
Oh, he has powers.
Yeah, he made a deal with the devil so that when he gives innocent souls to the devil, he gets to live. And then also, he could do mind control, and he could turn people's eyes white, and he frowns. He's good at frowning.
Great antagonist.
Yeah, and so now that Eric saw that video of Shelly killing someone, he's not so sure he loves her anymore.
Didn't he just kill multiple people?
He's just not sure anymore, and since that was the condition of his powers, he dies and goes back to purgatory.
Oh, well, it's gonna be tough to get back to the world of the living if he messed up the one requirement for being there.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he tells the freaking guy living in purgatory that he'll give up his soul for hers.
Oh, so he's 100% sure about the love now?
Oh yeah, sure as can be.
What's changed since the last scene?
Well, we're in a different scene now.
That's a good point.
So he gets sent back to Earth and he's gonna become the Crow.
I thought he was already the Crow.
Yeah, but like for real this time, and there's like 20 minutes left in the movie, so it's gonna be good.
Oh, gotcha.
So he goes to this opera house where Vincent is and absolutely slaughters a bunch of bodyguards, just kills them real good.
He's supposed to be killing the people that killed him and his girlfriend, right? Are these people involved in that?
Doesn't matter. They're dead.
Kinda matters.
Nope.
Fair enough.
And he chops a couple heads off and goes on the opera house stage and throws the heads into the audience and everybody screams.
Was that an audience full of bad guys?
Well, no. It's an audience.
So he just fully traumatized a room full of mostly innocent people.
He does, so that's pretty cool.
I guess.
So then he finally gets to Vincent and manages to bring him down to purgatory and send him to hell and save Shelly.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Yeah, and so now that she's saved, she wakes up at the moment they both died, but she's alive and Eric is dead.
Wait, back to the moment they died? Does that mean that none of it happened?
Unclear.
Bringing her back to that point kind of makes it seem like none of that stuff happened and the bad guys are still out there looking for her.
There's just no way to know what I meant by this.
Well, okay then. So what do you think?
Hey, it sounds like a remake nobody wanted or asked for, but you said we gotta do it, so I don't see how this could go wrong.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.